We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The New Nasty Boys. I'm your co-host this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you decide to watch or listen to this thing, Billy DeVore, and sitting next to me is my co-host,
Chris Weir, everybody. Welcome back to the Fart Dunge, Nasty Nation.
Woo!
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, Fart Dunge. Toot, toot, toot.
Sticking to the walls, maybe. I love how somebody called us professional on YouTube, and then we start every episode talking about the Fart Dunge.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I was like, man, I just make fart noises to start off this thing all the time, but hey, whatever. I'm true to myself,
yeah.
Okay?
The one thing that we are is genuine.
Yes, and this is a fart forum.
This is a fart forum, for sure. Some might call it Reddit. Never mind. Reddit's fine. I don't know.
I don't really use it.
I get alerts, and then I look, and I go, oh, yeah, there's that. Maureen Gallo, the lady I worked with at Commonwealth, posted a clip on Reddit r/standup, and it kind of went off. And it was the one about how she said, my seed tastes like Code Red Mountain Dew.
Oh, jeez, old Pete's.
Yeah, it was I don't know if it was a burn or just she was just taking a good guess.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, that's the place for Reddit, I guess.
That's where Reddit lives. But I got it texted me from a few people who are very dedicated to Reddit. And they're like, is this true? And I'm like, no, it tastes like Livewire. I'm very sick.
Man, I don't even know what to think about the people that use Reddit. I imagine like they have cricket cell phones or something. It's kind of live on the outskirts of society.
Well, they either have, I think you're right, with the outskirts of society, they either have like cricket cell phones or they are like the most locked in dark web.
Yeah.
Black hoodie up, sunglasses, and a dark room on their laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that stock image of a hacker. That's what I think of Reddit.
I can see that. Bunch of ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros, dark web, really like r/anonymous.
Yeah. And like some really heavy, what is it, new metal music playing.
Oh, bleh.
Actually, now I kind of like it.
Now I'm in. Mm. Yeah, anything that makes me gag. You're like, dude, you know what? I changed my mind.
I'm into these JNCO jeans.
Dude, you can't have too many chain wallets.
I know, precisely. Fred Durst was right.
Fred Durst was right. And you know what? I love Tool.
They're not bad. I do like them.
I do like to see. I knew it. There it is. There's that little sect. Yeah, Tool. I don't know. I was supposed to see him in 2020, and then like that one thing happened, and I never picked back up. Where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go see Tool. Mm-hmm. They were gonna be at Bonnaroo, and then I was like, see, right? You're like, that's the one place where you're like, it's a massive headliner. Not a huge fan, not something I choose to put on all the time, but I will go see the show because I hear it's nuts.
And that's awesome for like festivals because you don't have to be committed to just one band. Yeah. So it's a very low stakes risk to reward there.
Exactly. So if the Tool doesn't fit, just go get another one, you know? Come on.
We are sponsored by Tool.
Lowe's Depot. I just mashed them up.
A combination Lowe's Depot.
Sorry, my brain is mush. It was the first like really nice day here, and my allergies were like, man, look at that, look how nice it is outside. You're not gonna be able to breathe right.
It's always a surprise to me when I get hit with I get bad allergies too, but I don't think as bad as what you do. It hasn't hit me yet.
Oh, dude, as soon as it's above 60, I am just itchy, scratchy, my throat feels like trash, it all drains, and it's like, man, and you ask, you're like, what am I allergic to? I'm allergic to anything nice.
Just the outside.
Just outside.
Fun, the outdoors,
air,
my atmosphere.
Any blade of grass, you know, whenever it's baseball season and you look at a ballpark, I'm allergic to all of it, except for the hot dogs. I'm not allergic to the hot dogs. So how was your weekend?
It was pretty good, man. The weather played a big part of that. Just having fun. I was going outside. I think I went on a couple walks. It was fun. Reset the circadian rhythm. And then went to the Comet. That was fun. Saw some buddies there. Did a little guesty.
Nice.
Then went to Go Bananas, watched some more comics. It was a fun weekend. Oh, and then got to meet up with the Future Science guys and do some writing. We're going to be doing some fun stuff coming up in May. I mixed up the months. March is not May. Who knew?
And who knew? I mean, it's an easy one to mix up. Mm-hmm. There are two M months out of the 12 of them. Mm-hmm. So, and they're two. Shouldn't they be a little farther apart?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How am I not supposed to mess that up?
Like April, kind of far from August.
Get it together, Gregorian calendar.
You know, people say, they always present, like, if you were to get a time machine, would you go back in time and kill Hitler? No. I'd go back in time and fix the fucking calendar.
Yeah, 13 months, bitch.
I'm adding days to February.
Yeah.
I know we just want to get through it and get into spring, but you can't just make up the rules and short it because you want to get to spring.
That's not nice to February.
That's not cool to February.
I have a friend who was born on leap year, the day.
Oh.
Every 4 years he got to celebrate.
That's bullshit.
I know.
Wow. What a shit mom.
And then we killed him.
But he was only...
Because of the calendar.
He was only 4 years old.
I know, right? Technically only four.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. It's just like, nah, never mind. I'm not going to do it.
How was your week?
It was good. Speaking of Future Science, Logan came with us to Ghost Baby on Friday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, buddy. Ghost Baby. If you don't know, it's a very... So you go, you walk... There's like a purple little sign. You walk down Republic, and then you walk in. It looks like you're walking into like a new office building kind of thing. You get in. There's this 9-foot dude wearing a zoot suit. Every time. He's always in a zoot suit. He's like, how many are you party? And we're like, DeVore, 6. And he's like, okay. You go in an elevator. You go down, and then you walk in, and you're in an old logging tunnel.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like it's a giant speakeasy.
I've seen photos of the inside of it. It looks really intriguing.
It's very cool. Mm-hmm. Had a very good time. There was a fun, like, jazz trio on stage who just looked like dads, you know? I just kept going, like, leaning in. He's going like, what's the name of this band? The Itemized Receipt?
The New Balances?
The 401s?
They're all there in their Monarch Airs or whatever it is. Yeah. Air Monarchs.
Air Monarchs. I was just clapping. Yeah, way to go, W2s.
They all got their polos tucked into their khakis.
And that joke, I did it, like I said, I said at least 7-8 things. And everyone's like, we get it, Billy. You think they're accountants. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, I'm having a good time. So we have reservations for 2 hours. I'm going to put this joke into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a place called Ghost Baby. It's a little kooky in here. Excuse me.
Logan was just like, man, it'd be real bad if someone just screamed fire down here. I'm like, yeah, don't even joke about it.
Yeah, is it only like, can you only get out through an elevator?
So there's stairs, there's an emergency stair exit, and there's another set of stairs at the other side. But I was like, man, thanks. I was having a good time. Now I'm going to have a fucking panic attack.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I can see that. If you got like stoned beforehand and just in that like a weird environment like that, caves and stuff like that, they can be freaky.
Nope. I see, that's the thing. Like, Alicia keeps taking me down there trying to loosen me up to the idea of going into a cave. Mm-hmm. Hate caves.
Yeah?
No, thank you. Something goes wrong, they fall. No. Come on.
Apparently, I was talking to my dad not that long ago about Mammoth Cave. He's like, I know we've been there before, and it's been, like, I can't remember. And I asked him, I was like, so how was we went there, right? He's like, yeah, you don't remember? He's like, we got kicked out.
What?
Yeah, apparently we got kicked out of Mammoth Cave because my brother, younger brother, as soon as we get in there, he darts off to play with the stalagmites. So he goes over a rope, and apparently there was some, I don't know, cave personnel, security there. Be like, little boy, little boy, little boy. And of course, like, my parents aren't being parents. You know, they're letting him be, you know, let him do his thing. You know, yeah. So then we got kicked out of a national park.
Yeah, but the one thing I would do walking to be like, you know what? Not that big.
Yeah, I've seen bigger. Not that mammoth.
Mammoth? Nah, wrong name. Just call it like a little bit of a bigger cave.
I would call them like maybe plus sized a little bit.
Welcome to Ann Taylor Cave.
Ann Taylor.
Just in there. Just don't jack off. There's a stalagmite. Ah, he's doing it again.
Yeah, yeah. That's another husky boy doing it.
Just a little me crawling up, trying to sit on it. Like, oh, ooh.
This one looks like tits.
It's already sticky.
It was dressed like this. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? Oh, my God. That's so goddamn funny. Yeah, I just, so anything like tight spaces, enclosed, I'm good. But I was like, the whole time I'm like, there's exits over here, everything's fine. And then someone's making a cocktail that like, you put in a little cup, and then they light it on fire to give it a smoky thing, and then there's the sparks going up. And I look at Logan, and I was like, this is your fault that I'm thinking about this.
It's like, yeah, no one goes there and orders a High Life.
No.
Funny, like a table, just a bucket of beers.
Dude, I sat down and looked at the menu, and I was just like, who the fuck would come here and order a Miller Lite?
I know.
And my buddy was just like, I was actually thinking about it. I said, shut up. No, you weren't. You weren't thinking about getting a Miller Lite.
You don't come to Ghost Baby and get a domestic draft.
No, you don't at all. I did have a Negroni, a couple Negronis, sub out the gin, put in Mezcal, so it's nice and smoky. Yeah, buddy, it was a fun evening.
Man, you're brilliant.
Sometimes I get a little hair in my tuchus, and I'm like, let's try some.
I always follow your lead when it comes to like food and alcohol. For better or for worse.
Yeah, I'm like that Roman god who like laid back on the bench and they had people feed him grapes.
I could see
the
that.
The good time god, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
When you've been to Liberty's, the bar at the end of Main, they have him painted on the side of the bar. And I always point and I'm going like, man, it's so cool they got me in here.
I know, that took some hours for me to model for that. They paid me in grapes.
They paid me in grapes and fermented grapes.
Except feeding you grapes or feeding you meatballs. But it's still off a vine somehow.
They have a clay pot they're pouring in my mouth and it's Malort.
It's a bring on the marinara.
Marinara hose. Stack.
Marinara hose.
There's some with a grater over top. Just with Parmesan.
And this pepper. Getting in. Whoa.
There's one little baby flying around. Red pepper flakes.
Oh, I love that. Red pepper flake cherubs.
That's a great band name.
That is.
Red Pepper Flake Cherub.
Damn,
that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Name of the episode.
That's, and there it is, in parentheses. Red Pepper Baby Cherub. That's awesome. Yeah, and then Sunday went to the FCC match. 1-1 draw, or a nil-nil draw, 0-0. Mm-hmm.
Was it exciting?
No, it was so boring. Like, it was a defensive battle. But the problem was both teams fell apart in the attacking third. So it's like they'd build, they'd get there. It's the, you know, they cross it, they cross the ball across the field, they're going to space. Then they'd get to the box, and it just got so sloppy and boring.
Just edging you the whole time.
Oh, dude.
Get sloppy around the box. Been there. Say no more.
Say no more. Been there. So hopefully I get to finally come on Wednesday when I go see him play in CONCACAF. But it was like...
Regardless, I'll be wearing shin guards.
Billy, when you play soccer, you don't wear knee pads. Oh, no. I'm not going on the pitch.
You'll see.
You'll see. You'll get it. You'll get it at halftime. I need a spare bit.
Marinara hose.
Someone give me a cheese grater. You'll get it later. So, the new kit looked great on the field. People were like, it looks white. I'm like, it, in person, you can see that it's off-white. The waffling design, the waffle texture on it is great. But yeah, it was great. The crowd was electric. It was still a great time. Wasn't the result that we wanted, considering Toronto FC went into last season losing 14 out of their last 15 matches. But they got a new coach, and they looked much better than they did last year.
So. Yeah, and things can change pretty quickly from year to year, and we are well aware of that here in Cincinnati.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change what I think about the trajectory of the club and how they could still be, they could repeat as supporter shield champs and go into another deep playoff run. Doesn't change my mind. So yeah, things can change. Things have changed for the worse. When we thought we saw the jersey thing and people were mad, boy, that was literally only the half of it.
Yeah, it really was. Now we got to see the bottom half.
Now we got to see. Do you like that joke when I wrote it in there?
That was pretty good. Pretty As you were good. Saying, I was like, that'd be a good... And you have it there.
I did. It's a pretty good joke. Mm. It's only the half of it. Bad. You can see their hogs.
Yeah, it's really awful. And if you haven't seen them, just Google it. But you can see it's completely transparent, white pants. You can see whatever like the logo is on their underwear, their jockstrap. Like, everything's visible.
Yeah.
It's an awful look. And thank God we have players like Trey Turner coming out and saying, literally, they suck. Everyone hates them.
Yeah. The Nike athletes can no longer hide because the case is made right there.
Yeah.
And you can see all three of them. Mm-hmm. All three cases. Just hanging down, dude.
Dude, it's almost entirely transparent.
It's transparent on, hey, look how cheap we are.
Dude, I don't understand, because you were talking about like the layers of, because this went through production. There's pre-production. People see this. There's a lot of people looking at this being like, this is awful. But it's the people at the top like, dude, we're making a killing.
You know how much money we're going to save? I forget. Oh, it was, I think it was Eno Saris that said that he called the pants single ply. I was like, that's pretty good. I mean, how do they not, in the R&D phase, pick up the pants, put them up towards the light and go, I can see the bulb and the shape on the other side.
Yeah, I can read the logo on the bulb, dude. It's really awful. I don't understand. I think they're going to have to correct course, or else players are just like, I'm not going to go. I make, you know, how many millions of dollars a year? I'm not going to go out and people can see my whitey tighties.
You can't change it, though. That's the problem. They are 2 to 3 years in advance already. Like, Nike has been sitting on these with Fanatics, knowing they were going to be this bad.
That's terrible.
Exactly. And dude, like, everyone knew. I can't believe that when they tucked it in, you could see the jersey just coming, like, full seams.
It's such a bad look where you can see, like, the wrinkles of, like, a tucked in jersey. It completely does away with, like, how cool, like, the uniform would look. I was just thinking, like, you're going to start seeing, like, players, like, a lot of advertisements being put, like, on, like, their sliders and girdles. Yeah. Just, like, showing, you know, it's like the Under Armour. It would be a perfect time for them to, like, show how shitty one other company's products are.
Yeah.
And it's a free advertising space.
Oh, Under Armour already tweeted. It just says, we've got you covered. And it was the pants, and you couldn't see through the white pants.
That was perfect. Well, like, played.
Genius. Strong move, Under Armour.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned that it's transparent and see-through, gone are the days of the Jason Giambi, Derek Jeter, 2002 Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
2003 Yankees? The Golden Thong?
I'm not recalling.
You don't know this story?
I don't think so.
So there was a Golden Thong that was floating through the Yankees clubhouse.
Wait, was it like a ghost floating through? Like a ghost Golden Thong?
Ghost, no.
Was this the ghost baby?
Was this the ghost baby? Yeah, it was mostly gold. Backside, don't ask. And what would happen was, say, like, you're going into a cold streak. You're like 0 for 21, 0 for 22.
Mm-hmm.
You were given the Golden Thong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would put it on and you would snap out of your streak.
That's awesome. That's fun. But yeah, you can't do that now and not do it like unanimously, or at least people will know.
Yeah, everyone would know. They'd be like, hold on. What's that sparkle? What is that sheen going on in Paul Goldschmidt's pants? Oh, he's going through it. Wow.
Yeah, that would be some
sparkles on there.
That would be something to look forward to, like a little bit. You're like, no, man, this dude has been slumping the past 3 weeks. We might see the Golden Thong.
You're like, is the back of his pants are lighting up different colors. Oh, he's got the 0 for 44 plug in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. The butt strobing. Plug. Yeah.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Like, I can't wear these pants without people seeing my Fox butt plug. We'll have to change it like real quickly. All the dudes start wearing their butt plugs.
I just wanted to be a Yuki. I think that's a Japanese fox.
That sounded like it.
It felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what matters here. Mm. If it feels good, it's right.
Mm-hmm. Accuracy.
You know, this isn't a podcast about Japanese foxes. I'll tell you that. This is a podcast about, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, but I've said that a bunch.
I've said that so
this
much.
This is not about Japanese foxes.
It's not about that. Might be about baseball. But dude, they can't course correct. They can't fix it. They can't all of a sudden reproduce all of these pants. We're just going to have one day, it's going to be a drizzle out, and they're going to have to cancel the game because of the pants.
Yeah, once they get wet, and for people that like are going to be sweating, or even when it's raining out there, it's going to be entirely, you're going to see absolutely through everything. So I guess you're going to have to see like players going to wear probably just matching underwear to whatever the color, white or gray, is going to be. And then, yeah, just get used to seeing people's girdles and all that stuff. Sure. And it's going to be really funky.
Now, here's my conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nike knew this.
Okay.
I think Fanatics knew this. I think that they saw what happened with the NFL this season with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and said, well, we can't afford Taylor Swift, so what if we just showed all the players' dicks?
Like creating a controversy, like something people will either be, it's really polarizing. Some people really love it.
Yeah.
Some people are like, I hate it. I hate it.
And but overall, it draws in the female audience.
Very true.
Because the imagine a good baseball butt. Now there is not much material between it.
True.
I know many a lady who'd be like, boy, oi, 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 oi.
Yeah, there's a lot of great dumpers in baseball.
So many good ones. My other conspiracy theory is they were waiting on this until Joey Votto looked like he was on his way out. Because if they had him in those pants,
it'd be too much.
162-0 for whoever's the team he's on.
Yeah, I mean, all the women would be sliding out of their seats. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, we got a bunch of snails out there again.
Oh, goodness. We had a snail invasion.
Snail invasion. Oh, dear mother of God. Oh, shit, that's so fucking funny. Yeah, but overall, I mean, it's just what we talked about last week. It's just more pub that baseball doesn't want. They want positive pub, and they aren't getting it. So it, with this, it just doesn't, it does not help.
Quite literally a bad look.
Go all around, top and bottom.
Yeah, top to bottom, top not to, good.
Top to bottom, boo. More NL Central news. Cody Bellinger finally signed with the Chicago Cubs. 3 years, $80 million. Opt out after the first year, opt out of the second year. Does this change what you think of the Cubs at all?
For sure. Cody Bellinger is a game changer. He's going to be, you know, he fits well with the Cubs. So, yeah, he definitely is making this organization have a bit more of an identity now and definitely a lot more of an opponent.
Yeah, I agree with you. The only thing is he bounced back last year. Like, he bounced back hard.
Mm-hmm.
He returned to, like, close to his 2019 form where he, you know, was NL MVP. My thing is, is he going to be able to do that? To repeat that? I don't know. But the thing is that it incentivizes him to with the opt-outs.
I think so. And just he's the type of guy that I think rises to the occasion. So just after signing a big contract like this, some players kind of scuffle around, underperform. I think he's the type of guy that will rise to the occasion. Hopefully not. But I do see him this being both good for Bellinger and the Cubs.
Yeah, and I do too. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
They just got a lot better.
They did.
I don't think that I still... It's still going to be close between Cardinals, Cubs, and Reds throughout this whole next season. But this just helps him a lot if he can repeat what he just did last season. Which I think he will, but it still sucks.
Yeah. Makes the division more exciting.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I just want to run away with it.
Yeah.
I just want to run away with it. I want to get into the postseason and knock the Dodgers out. That's all I want.
That's all right. It's going to give the Reds good competition throughout the year, so they're not going to come in flat to playoff time.
That's right.
That's what's happening.
Sharp. Sharp. You know who was not sharp with their fantasy football team? Tim Meza. Did you see this?
I did see it.
Did you guys see it? You did see it.
Yeah,
I saw it. Funny, dude, you lose your fantasy football league that you're the commissioner of.
I didn't know he's the commissioner.
He's the commissioner and had to be the bat boy with his record on the back of the jersey.
Yeah, he went 4-10. So that was the number 4-10 on the back of his jersey. It looked hilarious.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, man. I mean, just having to go to the clubhouse manager and go, hey, listen. So I need a 4-10 because this guy sucks at a sport that isn't played in our home country.
Yeah, dude. And as far as like fantasy football, like the punishments for that.
I'd say it's pretty tame.
Yeah, it is pretty tame. It's not like terribly wild. You and I, you know, being stand-up comedians, we see people a lot like on open mics. If you go there will be people that lost a fantasy football league and have to do stand-up comedy. Seen it a bunch.
Which, how it's so demoralizing, I feel like. You know, we have this, you know, it's like, we work during the day, and then we think about this all day, like, think about our jokes, and how we're going to change them, and like, man, I'm really excited, it's a new joke, I get to go try this out and tweak it, and it's our craft that we work on. And then it's just like, yeah, Ted finished last. Go make a fool of yourself. It's like, cool. Thanks for squandering my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, my dream is your punishment. Yeah. He went 4-10. He's got to go up and do that.
Yeah. Instead, he has to do the manager's son's job.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. What's the worst fantasy football punishment you've ever seen? Either in person or online. Whatever The punishment is your oyster.
Well, I do recall, like, years ago, one of my buddies, I wasn't playing fantasy football, but he lost his thing. And so he reached out to me to do stand-up, but he ended up, they had him wear like a tutu, and like, he was like almost like full ballerina. And I think they maybe put like a crown or something on. So very demoralizing. And not only that, but it was at a bar that he frequents a lot. So it wasn't like a regular comedy club. It was people that he knew. Not only just like friends and family, but also just passive people that now is like, hey, I saw you make a fool of yourself real badly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not only did you have terrible joke structure, but the tutu wasn't flattering.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little tight around the midsection.
At least it wasn't white and made by Nike.
Yeah, true. Hey. Hey. Come on. The tutu hid more.
Tutu.
But yeah, it was funny. He did well. It was cool. But it was definitely, it felt like, man, this is pretty rough.
This is bad.
What about you?
I saw this one online. I don't know. So here it is. This guy lost his fantasy football league, and he had to go and be in a Waffle House for 24 straight hours.
Ooh.
But he could shave off an hour for every waffle he ate in those 24 hours.
I think I read about that.
I don't know if that's a punishment to me. That sounds awesome.
I get to hang out and eat food? Like, what's the difference? I leave after I'm finished?
Yeah. What's the deal? I eat 23 waffles in an hour?
So, what? Yeah. So, 5 less than what I normally eat? This is stupid.
This is dumb. But it's also like, you could eat like 12 waffles, you can hang out, you set up a hotspot, you have your laptop, and then you like kind of eat throughout the whole time. Like, you have to eat something every hour just to be able to stay at the Waffle House.
That would be pretty cool.
And free entertainment. You could look up, it's 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, and someone's getting their shit pushed in.
Yeah.
At a couple booths over. Cooks are yelling at each other. One of the cooks cheated on the other cook with a different cook. Drama.
I know. There's a knife fight in the kitchen and out in the dining room. You don't know who to root for.
Oh, I'm rooting for that to pass.
Yeah. You know? Dude, I think it'd be fun. It'd be pretty cool. That sounds pretty poetic. Sit there and just drink coffee all day, eating pancakes and Flappy Jacks.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Some writing.
Yeah. I mean, also, I would be like, can you add on like a bonus for like if I eat 2 All-Star specials, you know, which is like hash browns, meat, eggs with my waffle. Either way, I want to be in a fantasy, whatever sport league that's, and I will lose it on purpose just to do it.
Are you going to like try to look up like who those friends were that had him do that like fantasy league and try to join?
I think I might.
And just like take a dive on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, take the fall, kid. Take the fall. Yeah, I will take the fall. I will do that.
And I'll bring my own syrup.
Yeah, it's a BYOS sitch, dude. Oh, man. It's the good stuff. It's sugar-free. It's better for my health. After I eat 23 waffles. Oh, man. Just start off spring training for the Reds. Ellie De La Cruz hit a foul ball right into Hunter Green's car.
Mm-hmm.
Right into that back little side window.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny. Also, Hunter Green drove in a Maybach, so it's not going to be a cheap fix.
No, not at all.
Not at all. It's going to be an 8 to 10 grand fix. Jeez. That's what I would have to guess with those cars. Those cars are like $400,000 cars.
Holy fuck, dude. That's a lot.
It's a ton. Yeah, it's insane when you really think about it.
Do you think he makes a lot of money? Yeah, I saw that in the video too. I mean, that just seemed so crazy. It almost seemed like they made it up at first. Like, you're telling me, you know, he hit a foul ball and it hit the pitcher's car. Get real.
Come on.
Yeah, but it did.
It did. Hunter said, you're going to pay for that. And Ellie said, you make more money than me. You can handle it.
That's so funny. Yeah, that makes sense. Get out of here.
God damn it.
Stop it.
Fuck off. Who should have to pay for it?
I say Hunter's got to pay for it. It's right. Ellie is the, he just was the rookie. And Hunter, I know typically they make rookies pay for things, but I think Hunter, because he makes a lot more money, he's more of a senior dude on the team, he should have to pay for that.
Agreed. Step up and be a leader in the clubhouse, a veteran.
But I think Ellie should also take a fraction of what the money would be to pay for the window and buy him like a really nice jalopy. I think that'd be hilarious. Like park like this old, like beat up Pinto or something out there and be like, this costs half the amount it took to fix your window. I'll get you the other half later.
Yeah, and then what's really cool about the, you get him an El Camino, and then you just store all the other baseballs in the back of it.
Yeah.
It just fly out. It's like, I don't care if you hit this thing. I'm keeping these.
Yeah, roll your windows down next time.
Roll them down. Roll them down. Dude, I'm with you, man. Like, Hunter got the extension. He got the payday.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie owes that crazy crook group money for signing with them to get a loan, basically.
Yeah, Ellie's in a pyramid scheme right now. Help him out.
Help him out. He's in a pyramid scheme. Funny enough, you say pyramid, that window shaped like a triangle.
Oh, hey. Yes, there you go. Illuminati.
Illuminati. All shaped. See, dude, all comes together.
Yes, it does. Coincidence?
Full circle.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a shape.
It's something like that. Masonry.
Masonry.
Freemasons.
Freemasonry. Oh, man. And now it's like, here's the nitty-gritty stuff. Matt McClain strained his lat.
Mm-hmm.
Matt McClain strained his lat. Not the same lat that ended his season last year. A different lat. He's going to be out 5 to 7 days. Supposedly, he's going to be back by late this week. Does that concern you at all, knowing that this is an injury that has hindered him already in his short major league career?
Nah, he's got like another 3 or 4 lats left. Who cares? No. I mean, I don't want to like be negative about it because, you know, it is one of those injuries and like a hamstring where it could be like, oh, it's nothing. All of a sudden, you know, halfway through the season, like, oh, my goodness, I got to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. So, I mean, hopefully it's not going to be that. I don't want to put that juju out there, but I feel like he's a strong boy. Hopefully this won't be anything. So I'm not going to spend any negative energy thinking about that.
Look at this guy, all positive. I'm not too concerned either. I mean, 5 to 7 days, I think, from what it sounds like. Again, different lat, different side of the body. Quick little injury. Beginning of spring training. Beginning of a long, long season. It is better to err on the side of safety. So, yeah, I'm with you. It doesn't really bother me too much. In other injury news, we found out that over in the offseason, Jonathan India tore his plantar fasciitis.
Tore it right off.
And then it just goes back together and heals. I've been hiding something from you that I need to tell you that is going to change the trajectory of this podcast.
No, I've smelled it for a while, Billy. Believe me, you're not hiding anything.
Okay, fair enough. Mm. But a couple weeks ago when I was in Las Vegas...
Mm-hmm.
I felt a little pain in my foot. And I was like, ow. And it's gotten worse and worse. I have to go to the doctor. I have sprained my plantar fasciitis.
No!
Plantar fasciitis! Dun, dun, dun.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
It sucks.
Does it?
It hurts so bad.
Oh, my God. Is it going to affect your batting average?
It's going to affect just walking, dude. Oh. It hurts. I walked. We walked from... Where we walked from? We walked from, like, Northern Row. We were walking to TQL Stadium, and I had to stop. It just seizes up, and it shoots there, and then it goes up, and you feel it in your calf. It hurts so bad.
Oh, my. What do you got to do for it now?
They say rest, but I'm going to go to my doctor who's just... He's just this old, short, bald, with like the horseshoe Jewish guy who doesn't really give me any advice or prescribe anything. He's just like, he did that when I was like, I might have COVID, I need a test. He's like,
All right, still $80 copay. Thank you.
Thank you. No, it wasn't. I was like, I think I might have diabetes. And he went, you're just fat. Did you ever think about eating less? That's what he said to me. I'm like, doc, just, okay, thanks, man.
Yeah. Can we be a bit more professional here?
No, nope, because he's almost done. He is on his way out the door. And yes, he does wear thick wool socks and those like open toe hiking sandals.
Oh my goodness.
Year round.
Oh, gotta love it.
That's
a character.
Need a new doctor. But yeah, I'm floating. I'm day to day.
You're day to day.
I'm day to day.
Oh, hopefully we don't lose you to the IL here, buddy.
I know. There's nothing they can do. It's just they say rest and don't walk around barefoot. I'm like, I love being barefoot.
Fuck off, man. I'm going to get some wool socks and some of those slip-on sandals from your doc.
Yeah, I get them nice Merrill hiking sandals.
Birkenstock hiking sandals.
Hiking sandals. But yeah, I wanted to let you know that after as much as we talked about plantar fasciitis last year, I think it just got willed onto me.
Yeah, osmosis. It came out of, I don't know, man. Hopefully we didn't will that onto you.
I sure hope not, as much shit as we talked.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the Reds did with Matt McClain, with his lat, they went out and they signed Tony Kemp to a minor league deal with an invitation to major league camp. I love the move.
Yeah.
I love that move. He can play literally anywhere.
Yeah, that's great. And it's, you know, a little bit of money, so it's not anything. They didn't put a lot on the line for it. So yeah, that's awesome.
No, it's the major league minimum on a minor deal.
Yeah.
It's like $225,000.
Yeah, so.
Not our money. That's how much it's going to cost to fix Hunter Green's window.
Yeah, exactly. Not my money. I don't give a
shit. They just taped Tony Kemp to it like, we fixed it.
Yeah. No skin off my nips.
They actually have him in like a baby Bjorn hooked up. He's just blocking.
Like a Garfield?
Yeah. Like one of the baby on board. It's Kemp on board. Just grabbing all the balls near Hunter Green's car. Got it. I really like that deal. It's a shame he went from the Astros and then went to Oakland and then just, they didn't, he was like, I'm going to join a team that's young and up and coming. Then they shipped everybody out and he was like, shit, I'm in Oakland.
Yeah.
But this blows.
Well, yes, a nice turn of events for him.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, if, you know, Josh Harrison didn't look too great defensively today, and I just don't think he's going to make the major league team. So there's an opportunity for him to be another bench piece, a guy that, you know, adds a lot of depth. So
mm-hmm.
He also can play center field, which is one of the things I've been thinking about, because I think I'd rather have a veteran like Tony Kemp than known commodity Stuart Fairchild backing up in center field.
Yeah, I'd rather have that too. And because Stuart Fairchild just isn't going to have a place on the roster for the Reds. And what we do need is a bit more veteran leadership, especially with Votto being out. So yeah, I would much rather have someone in center field that has a bit more history to him.
Agreed. That was excellent.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that.
Oh, I really enjoyed that take.
That was great. That was awesome. I'm not picking my nose, I promise. There is an itch here, and it's my sinuses, and it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm making through. Dude, I'm on the day-to-day with sinuses, plantar fasciitis.
Like, yeah. What do you take? Do you take Claritin?
I do take Claritin, and it does help for a little bit.
That's good, because that was a thing that worked for me. It still does.
Still does. Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to take one in the morning.
I take it for plantar fasciitis, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't really do much.
I break it. I rub it on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I actually use Zyrtec for my feet.
I use Mucinex.
Mucinex. Hunter Green, how about this? Splitter curveball. Debuted him.
Thanks for listening to the pod, Hunter.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what we need him to do. It's exactly what he's been needing to do. Same with Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider's working on a curveball. But that's neither here nor there. Hunter Green now is a splitter, which, I mean, between a splitter and a curveball, I would rather have him throw a curveball
mm-hmm.
because it's going to be a lot slower, 82, 83, compared to a splitter, which is still more of just a down-moving fastball that's similar to his slider. But how excited are you that he's actually working on something that's off speed?
Immensely excited. So he's such a talented dude. To think that he was only going to limit himself to two pitches, I think he'd be doing himself a disservice. So I am fully on board. I cannot wait to see how he starts to develop these these additional pitches. It's going to be really cool, and it's going to be hell for batters.
It is going to be great. Either way, it's something that gets him off of going, you know, like throwing 104 mile an hour fastball to a 93, 94 mile an hour slider. Something that can be in the high to mid 80s, enough to give you 85 to 103.
Yeah, and what were we seeing last year? It felt like batters were sitting on certain pitches in certain areas because they knew, I'm going to get one of two pitches, and most likely it's going to be a fastball.
Yep.
So they just eliminated certain parts. And then so if he's able to do this, even just in the back of their head, knowing like there's a third, there's a fourth pitch here, you know.
Huge. Imagine if that changeup goes anywhere this spring too.
Buddy.
You can take one of those, the splitter or the curveball, take one of them, and then you go changeup. And boy, howdy. Game changer.
Absolutely. Cannot wait.
Just anything that he can go that's going to stay top of the zone, looks like it's staying at the top of the zone and dropping, and he could do it in all three quadrants. Hoo-hoo-hoo. If he stays healthy, you can't sit here and be like, realistic Cy Young expectations.
I am getting, my nipples are getting hard as we speak.
That's what I wanted to
hear. Yeah, I'm really amped for to see how he's going to be progressing over the year. I think he's in mentally, he's really focused, he's growing a beard. This is Hunter Green's year.
I agree. I'm 100% on board. I'm excited to watch him progress. I'm excited to see these new pitches. I wish I could see it, but there isn't any footage anywhere. But overall, dude, that's just such a game changer. Rhett Lauder made his debut as well. According to the folks who saw him, friend of the pod, C. Trent Rosecrans, said, Lauder, one inning pitched, one hit, two Ks. Hit was a broken bat, opposite field, both strikeouts looking, 13 pitches, 10 strikes. Didn't see a radar gun for all the pitches, but did peep 95. That'll work.
Yeah, it will. That'll play.
That'll play, considering this is a guy who's known for control and not for his speed.
Love it. And the only hit, broken bat.
Broken bat. Dude, come on. I'm so hyped. we're just getting more and more hyped over here.
I know, and it's just the preseason, the second or third game or whatever, but this is fun getting to see some of this stuff here. Yeah. And like just seeing like I got so excited, just turned on the TV and like, there they are.
Baseball.
It's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, watching I had a meeting at Madtree on Friday, and we're talking, and I just zone out because I look over, and on the TV, it's just Dodgers, Padres. And I was like, nothing matters anymore. Baseball is here.
Yeah, you can feel it, man.
God, it felt good. But that's extremely promising for a guy there, like, who could break the major league team in May or June, depending on the situation. But if he continues to impress in spring training, why not have him day one? If he maintains and looks just as good as he did and continues to just keep looking better and better, fuck it. Throw him in the five.
That would be pretty rad. I know we talked previously about, like, it would be great to see him, but hopefully we don't, because that means maybe a couple people went down or something like that. But, I mean, there's plenty of space to carve out for his own. I mean, last year was pretty much all rookies, so yeah. Nothing's off the table.
No, and okay, so you got Graham Ashcraft making his debut on Thursday, Frankie Montas tomorrow, today, while you watch this. So think about this. All right, if everything works out, Hunter Green 1, Frankie Montas 2, Graham Ashcraft 3, Lodolo 4, then 5. You can rotate between Abbott and Lauder. You can have 6 starters.
That's crazy.
To start the season, and then have those two dudes duke it out.
You know what?
And then you know what? You can have Nick Martinez into the bullpen, Brandon Williamson in AAA, and the other guys you have that were there, like Connor Phillips, Lyon Richardson, the other guys who were, you know, Spears, like, that weren't ready to pitch that we had to use at the end of the year. There's nothing that says, like, you know, well, you know, work the options right. Have them rotate. Why not have Rhett Lauder up there to start it off?
And with what happened last year, I mean, how many people, I mean, Abbott gassed.
Yeah.
You know, so it is an inning situation. And we were talking about, okay, some of the big things that we're going to have to see here from these starters is innings. We're going to have to up the innings here and seeing if they can do it. Because they haven't, most of them haven't passed a certain threshold because, you know, they just made like their debuts recently. So that does make a lot of sense to have someone young eat up just a handful of innings. And somebody that could actually contribute right away.
Right away. And they, one of the things that they said going out, going into the draft and out of the draft is that Rhett Lauder was the most polished and ready to go. Why not?
Yeah.
They did the, you know what? The last time the Reds were in a, you know, a, were a playoff contender, they did a very similar thing with Mike Leake. Why not? So if he continues and he continues to look good, look, we're coming in real hot and horned, knowing first start, we're just so hyped on this dude that maybe he could. So let's see. Man, God, I'm so excited.
It will be really fun.
This is my problem. I like didn't want to like get too locked in early, watch like everything, because I'm just so excited. And I'm like, it's the 26th, now 27th of February.
Yeah.
And opening days, March 28th. This is going to suck. Talk about edging, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's so close. We're getting there, but then we're not.
We're not. So what we were talking about makes sense because Nick Kroll said, you know, it's going to be a rotation between 8 and 9 starters between here in Louisville. So it's not too far out of the question that maybe, you know, you get a couple guys through the rotation the first month, you know, March, go through that first series, 2/3 of April. Next thing you know, okay, all right, Rhett, you're coming up. Now it's your turn to start. Williamson, we're sending you down. Take a start off. Have a start in Louisville, or whoever is performing not at their peak.
Yeah, if they see an opportunity to give someone a break, and if it works out within the rotation, I don't see them passing up on that opportunity.
I don't either. I think it's a smart thing to do anyway.
Smart and fun.
Smart and fun, and you have all this depth. That's why you have it. That's why you also didn't trade it away in the offseason to go get a Dylan Cease.
Yeah, you got to think they really want to showcase this talent. They spent a lot of time researching and investing in. They want to be like, no, look at what we got. This is cool. It makes sense that we got these players.
Makes sense. And also, what it could do, say you're showcasing these guys, we're getting towards the trade deadline, and you're like, maybe two of them don't work out, and they aren't as elite or as polished as we hoped. And you're like, man, we're in the thick of it. Do we go out and get Dylan Cease? And you go, look how close these guys are. They've already been pitching for us. Come on. And then you do the swap.
Yeah.
That could be it. That could be it too. Offensively, I mean, Ellie, we've seen Ellie make some smart swings. Someone he's not just trying to drill the ball the whole time. Like, little slap single.
Yeah, he went full count his first at bat, I believe, and didn't
pitches.
Didn't swing until like the final, I think, pitch. And before that, I think it was TJ Friel. I mean, I don't think he even swung at a single pitch and walked it. Yeah. So that's great. I still first bat, you know, all that stuff. But
yeah,
so far so good.
So far so good. And the guy to, you know, so far the surprise so far in these first couple games, including the split game on Monday. Bubba Thompson. I mean, in 8 ABs, he's batting 500.
Get it, Bubba.
Showing some power, bringing some guys in. He's a guy to watch. He's the guy that, you know, we designated Levi Stout for. He's a guy that could also be center field depth. So just keep your eyes peeled. See how he progresses throughout spring training, along with him and Tony Kemp, and see where everything starts to fall. And how this bench is going to look, and how this outfield rotation is going to look. It's going to be very exciting to keep track of and see what's going to happen while we march towards March 28th.
Yeah, buddy.
The games we are going to get to see. So this is what sucks. March 7th and 8th, March 19th, March 23rd, March 24th are the games we're going to get to see on TV. Not very many games. I mean, we're still getting cupped by the MLB TV gods.
Yeah, a bit. I mean, if it's just for the preseason, I can tolerate that, and I'll just check out clips online. But yeah, I want to see everything available.
I do too. I just want it all, and I just hate being like, oh, I gotta watch it from another clip from someone's phone in the stands on Twitter, and I'm like, God, this blows. Yeah, I still call it Twitter.
Yeah. We will dead name X, X anytime we get.
X. Ugh, just sounds
stupid. It sounds like it was made up by a child. Also, another thing, it is like the only, like, you know, the little icon in your screen for your phone. It's like the only app that puts a distress on there. You idiots. Yes, you don't need that. It's so small. It's just visual annoyance.
Yeah.
Get it off of there. But it's Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Sorry, I got on aesthetics for a little
bit.
You
know what? I still haven't updated it. I got the blue bird.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm never going to update it.
Mm-hmm.
Never going to do it. Unless it forces me. It's like, you must update. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think I got tricked.
I got tricked. I got fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, yeah, man, I'm so excited. We got a big week watching these guys just start and seeing where everything's going to shake out.
Yeah.
God, I'm just
stoked. It's about to happen.
Oh, I can't wait. This sucks.
I got to start picking out some tickets.
Yeah, I already got my game. Opening day tickets.
Nice.
Yeah, and then that weekend we're at Wiley's together, so we won't we'll have to go to the because they'll so Thursday's opening day, Friday they're off. Then Friday, Saturday we have shows. Then we'll just go to the Sunday game.
Hell yeah, dude.
Here we go.
Let's make it happen.
I think I have tickets to the Sunday game already. Yeah, probably. Yeah, there you go.
We'll make it happen.
Make it happen. Speaking of that, let's round third and head for home. What do you got, pal?
I know I got some shows coming up. The one we're just talking about in March at Wiley's. Was it 28th, 29th?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
29th and 30th.
29th and 30th. Focus on those. Also be at the Comet coming up April 9th. There's a handful of Cincinnati dates. Billy, what you got?
We are at Second Sight Spirits, March 22nd. Be there. It'll be fun. It'll be a great time. Then I'm with him at Wiley's, and that's like all I've got right now. And I'm just so excited for baseball.
I am too, buddy.
God damn it. And it didn't help that it was so nice out and my throat was scratchy, where I was like, oh, I can tell it's baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in pain.
Mm-hmm. I had a good time. I was walking around. I was breathing all easily.
Oh, fuck you.
It was fun. Oh. Sniffing flowers, kissing birds.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I know. Rub it in. I will. Ugh. Rub it right in your face, all this pollen.
Oh, then you're going to kill me.
That's the idea.
What happened to Billy? Pollen.
Pollen got him.
Pollen. Oh, we thought it would be a drunk driving accident. Nope, pollen.
Just pollen.
Just pollen. All right. Thank you to Sports Drink for hosting the audio of this podcast. It's much appreciated. Thank you to In the Clutch. Check out intheclutch.com for all your MLB PA needs. There's some sweet stuff up there, including some awesome official Negro League stuff. We just did a refresh on that. Promo code Nasty Boys, all caps. Get it. 10% off. And thanks for letting me in the fart dunge.
Anytime, bud.
Spew my excitement for Reds baseball.
Hey, spew away, baby.
And thank you for watching or listening. And as always, go Red Legs.
Go Red Legs.